cook it, and then after it gets cold, slice it and fry it. Did you ever have a dish like that?
No, I don't think so.
Did anybody around you ever have scrapple or anything like that?
I never heard of it.
Now, what about butter? Say you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call it?
It get rank or stale.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear it rancid?
Rancid.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear the when butter starts to smell, that called funky?
No.
Don't believe so? Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Ferment.
Mm-hmm. Or what else could you call it?
Clabber.
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you do? What kind of cheese could you make from clabber?
You can make hook cheese, but you got to have the cream and the clabber together to make the cheese. That's one formula I've never learned.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten homemade cheese, but so far as a formula, I'm not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the first thing you had to do with the milk after you after milking?
You strained it.
Mm-hmm. And now there's a kind of fruit pie like made in a dish, maybe made of apples or something, several layers, and has a crust on the top. What do you call that?
Meringue.
Well, no, the whole thing said the it's kind of like a fruit pie, except it has maybe several layers and a crust there.
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his.
Put away his food.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear anything else besides food there?
Feeding his face.
Ever hear anybody use vittles there? She likes to put away his vittles.
Putting away his vittles and fighting his belly.
Yeah. Well, what do you call a sweet liquid that you maybe pour over pudding?
Got any syrup.
Syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you call the kind of liquid that you make over a little grease and maybe flour from when you actually cook some meat?
Cookies?
Well, no, it's a kind of liquid. You have some grease there after you just got through cooking. You put a little flour in there. What do you call that? Make up
gravy?
Put that over rye.
Yeah, make gravy.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, say a food taken between regular meals. So you have something between, what do you call
lunch?
Mm-hmm. Say something between lunch and, say between dinner and supper.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Have an afternoon lunch.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever call it maybe a snack or?
A snack, yeah.
And what just a little, you'd say, I just had what to eat?
A smidgen, a lot of people use that word, that's a smidgen.
Or a bite to eat.
Or a bite to eat, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you might say, yes, I breakfast at 7 o'clock. I
ate breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And you say, yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, what I had over there a while ago was what?
Water.
Mm-hmm. It was in a
glass.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, if I knocked the if I had knocked the glass off the cabinet, it would have
broken.
Mm-hmm. And I would say, yes, I did what to the glass?
I broke the glass.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say if you asked me how much did you drink, I'd say a whole lot.
Whole glass.
Mm-hmm. Or I did what I. In other words,
drank all I could hold.
And then I might ask you, how much have you